Hello,
Hello.
this meeting where it's fo should be focused on conceptual design of the remote control. The goal of this meeting is to reach a decision at the end on the concept, and I think the last time we talked about and a lot, and we had a rough idea of what is going to be, but in the, at the end of this meeting we have to reach a decision. So we will have again three presentations from all of you, and I hope it will be fast because I would like to have time to for long discussion and decisions. So who wants to start?
No, you can start.
I'll start.
Can you add to my presentation? And then we'll
This one?
Yep. Can you pass the mouse, please?
Okay.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so basically, I just want to present to you some recent results we've had from looking at some remote control market research and some fashion trends around the world. Fashion trends we got from talking to our contacts in the fashion industry based in Paris and Milan. So from our market research, basically we've come to the conclusion that a fancy look and feel, as opposed to a functional look and feel, is our number one priority. Fancy is the highest priority. Secondly, that our remote control needs to be technologically innovative. So this is number two priority, but it's two times less important as the fancy criteria. And thirdly, the easiness of use is important as well, but again, two times less important as the technologically innovativeness of the remote control. From our fashion people in Paris and Milan, we've discovered that this year, the fruit and vegetable motif will be the most important theme in clothes, shoes, and furniture. So, pretty confident that our remote control fits into the furniture category. And also, the feel of material this year is expected to be spongy.
Okay.
So hopefully our remote control reflects that same well.
What does it mean, spongy?
Sort of squishy.
Like soft or something?
Yeah, soft, like a
That's
sponge.
good. Yeah.
Okay.
So in conclusion, our remote control needs to be something that's really fancy, has lots of technology in it. Somehow, it'd be good to
Okay.
have it related to fruit and vegetables with a spongy feel, and so it's easy to use. And from our last meeting, Fabian told us that one of the requirements is that we have to reflect the look and feel of the real reaction company.
That's it. Easy to use, is it as much as important than technology or fancy thing? It's less important, right?
Less important.
Yeah.
So, fanciness first, and then half as important as that is technology, and half important as technology is easy to use.
Good. So, Ahmed, can you
Yeah, just give you this show presentation number two.
That's it.
think the biggest struggle will be the easy to use feature. What was the end?
Number
three.
This one?
Yes. Nice. Please check if it is the first one or the second. No, it's the first one. The second one.
So it's not this one.
To talk about a little bit about how this remote control should be appear to be more easy to use. I think the feature easy to use is more important than being fancy, but okay, we can discuss about it later. Generally, this remote control should be something in my opinion. The first feature is just to be easy to use. So the more frequent buttons should be larger. They should be placed in a good position inside the remote control. And I can conclude like this, that we shouldn't need to learn how to use it. It should be, we shouldn't need to open a book and start reading and learning how to use this. This remote control. Okay, so what I found out that, as I said, I think it's better to put more frequent buttons which are used more in the middle of the remote control, and they should be bigger in size. The shape of remote control should be in a way which should be taken easily in hand. It should not be completely like a cube. It should have round edge, so then it's easier, and maybe just like some toys, some joystick, which is easier to take inside the hand. And also because customers doesn't like to buy lots of battery, it should not consume lots of energy. Okay, and my personal preference is, as I said, just putting these buttons in special places and cover some buttons which are not used that much, like settings button, like mobile phone. Usually some mobile phone cover the dialing number part, so we can cover these buttons which are not used, or number buttons for the channel, and just put volume change or channel change buttons in the remote control. And if the user needed to do some more complex tasks, he can open the cover and then change settings or something like this. And also, I think if we put some buttons inside of the remote control, it can be used easier, not on remote control. I don't know if I can explain well, but just inside, for example, the sliding or rolling stuff, if we put it inside, then we can easily manipulate with thumb. So it can be another preference. And I don't know, but I think usage of a speech recognizer can be good. I know that it consumes lots of energy, but if we do it in some way that it sleeps when there is no sound, and when it detects some sound, it may consume less energy. And I think it's good because it's something new, and usually young people like something new. So it may not be very useful, but because it's new, people may buy it. I personally think there should be a big difference between something. Otherwise, they prefer to buy something which is coming from a famous company. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, Peter.
Okay, some good news for me, for me from Ahmed, but bad news for Mark, obviously, because spongy design, I don't like it as an engine, but okay, could you please program open?
Yeah.
Person 2, which one? Probably the first one, I'm not sure. The first one. And most of the things I have to write myself on
this
the board,
one.
But yeah, that's it. Just it's on this slide. Yeah, this is just one thing I wanted to mention and show you that I just found this that our company developed seven inch TFT screen, which is good news for us since we wanted to include the display there. So I probably draw it down or roll screen. Okay, so this will be like the overall scheme or overall requirement from the engineering point of view. First thing is this will be the overall shape. I'm not speaking about the real shape of the device, but the shape of the inside of the device. So there will be some circuit for the power. So it's a power circuit here. The main energy will be taken from batteries that we can. And if we decide to use the speech recognition stuff there, we must use additional source of energy, which I found the best is to use the solar cells, which can supply everything. I was computing all the things related to the speech recognition, and it's okay to use just the two batteries and solar cells. So no problem.
There can be also solar cells.
The main board with all the circuits will take at least 7 to 7 centimeters. So this is my like hard requirement for the guys from the design. So at least 7 to 7. It depends where you put your screen, because the screen is 7 inch. So it depends on you where you put it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just one cord from the main board to the screen, which can be elsewhere. So this will be TFT.
And on the main board, we have the interface to the microphone, which is somewhere, say here. Interface to the microphone, then the graphical card for the TFT. And the third unit is the IR. The good news is that we can we decided to use the infrared unit because our company has also developed the chip for communication by the infrared, including all the stuff inside, so it will be very cheap for us. So infrared here. So the once again the overall requirement 7 to 7 centimeters for the board, which can be spongy, but has to be this size, and the TFT, which is 7 inches. That's the chip that I wanted to. From my point of view, I don't care about the material used for the overall device.
Can you fit any, for example, a TFT or any electronic device in a spongy thing? Or is there any problem for that? For example, put electronic card on a spongy thing. I can imagine it could be a problem.
All these things in this box are okay to put in any shape, basically. But we have to take care of the TFT sponginess. Maybe it's a good feature since if it's around the TFT,
okay,
then it's so good because it just keeps it safe. I don't know.
Or maybe it can have two shells, a hard shell inside and a spongy.
Okay, maybe put electronic in a box and a spongy thing around. We'll see that.
Well, it's maybe not related to the UI.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This 7-inch TFT screen,
yeah,
how big is it in reality?
Well, 7 to 7 inches.
Something like that.
Yes.
Have we decided that we're going to use this TFT screen?
No, I don't think it's 7 by 7. I think it's 7. The diagonal is 7. Usually when they say 7 inch, I think it's the diagonal. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. 1 inch. That's, yeah.
Honestly speaking, I was thinking that it was 7 centimeters initially. It's 7 inches. But I think we can cut it.
Cut the
yeah.
Let's go.
Because then the size of the graphic card will be 1/4. So
let's cut the TFT.
Okay. So
for the same price, we have 4 screens.
Okay.
It's a technical engineering.
So what's the size of the device?
Well, this is like. This is almost nothing. 7 to 7 2 at least for some 3 millimeters or something.
Even from my perspective, 7 centimeters by 7 centimeters is still.
Yeah, but we wanted the big buttons and stuff like that, you know. Because if it's too small, we can lose it at home, you know.
What user wants? They want a small remote control or?
No, yeah, small control
with big buttons. It's difficult.
So it's something that's 7 centimeters square, easy to hold.
Well, I think so. If the roller buttons are on the side, you don't have to catch it like that, but just like this, and you know, follow. Well, that's no task for me, but.
So maybe you can finish your presentation, and after we'll discuss about sources.
Okay. Thanks.
That's it. Okay. So. So I think we have a lot. We have to take decision today. So I think we have still some more to finalize our idea and take decisions. First, I think energy is a key problem because it depends what can we have as feature if we use only batteries, for example, or something like that. Because can we have LCD and speech recognition with battery, and it's also related to the size of the device.
Just a point to the energy things. If we use the batteries and the additional solar cell, then it's okay for speech recognition and LCD.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But we have to use the solar cell.
But using how many batteries, for example, what is the size of the batteries?
Yeah, I was thinking just common AA cells.
Okay.
So like
1 to 5 centimeters,
I don't know.
Okay. So if we use solar cells, where is the sun? Someone put
some TV
inside.
TV, it's just the daylight, you know.
The television lights.
I suppose that this remote control won't be in the room like this where there is light on there and there are people. But
at least when there is TV, you can get light
yeah,
from the TV.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, it's a compromise. You know.
At least it's new and maybe. Technology,
yeah,
new technology.
The speech recognition because
if you watch TV outside, it's very useful.
I think before talking about the other thing, it's the important thing is the case. What are going to be the size? Because it's what drives the other what we are going to use as features and so on. For example, for the LCD, if we choose to have a small device, we cannot use this. Screen.
Well, the screen is okay, but the board is okay. Well, what would you guess as a shape? What would be the shape?
I think the being large or small is not important. The only important thing is to be able to take it inside hand easily. So let's say an average size, okay, and it should not be very heavy. Also, and I prefer to it shouldn't have a uniform shape. So in the middle, it should be a little bit thinner, maybe. So it's like some joysticks. You can take some joystick you can take inside hand easier, because it's designed for your taking into account your finger shape and your palm shape. So the general shape should be like this. I think 7 cm by 7 cm is a little bit large. So let's say 5 by 10. I think that's my opinion.
Which is the same area.
Yeah.
Could you reach it on your board?
5 to 10.
No, 5 centimeters by 10 centimeters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it's feasible. How could we do it? We could put the board next to, well, under the LCD, and for example, make the LCD be totally unrelated to the thing that you hold in your hand, like holding something, and the LCD to be just on top of it, you know, somehow. But maybe let's stick to the spongy thing, like 1 minute.
I think the easiest thing would be to have a smaller LCD if it's possible.
Okay, so 5 to 10, I think it's
okay.
Feasible.
So we agree with a smaller.
Or
LCD.
I don't know, but I don't want to now invent something new because we didn't discuss about it. So using some LCDs we can touch, so we can remove keys and just having, I don't know the name, LCD responding to fingers,
yeah.
Touching a screen, something
tactile,
like
or something.
Tactile. So, but for now, if we don't want to use such kind of screens, I think we're using it. Smaller screen is better, because
the problem is we have a limited amount of time, so we cannot do something very new. So let's go for a small LCD.
Yeah, so just give me the 5 by 10 numbers that you find
okay.
Best, and so maybe
so 5 by 10. So what about the case we talked about? Something easy to use. You said something easy to use, but how does that fit in a fashion way, like with fruit and vegetable, and about the color and logo of the company, and so on? How can we do that? My first idea is because our color is more yellow, and it should be easy to take in your hand. I thought about banana or something like that, which is fruit and a big banana.
Mango or something.
It's definitely the obvious choice. The color. Company. I mean,
but it's just an idea. I don't know what you think about.
Any other fruit and vegetables that are yellow?
Yeah. I don't know if you can fit with the technology, you as a specialist. That.
Green banana. Wow. If the banana is big enough, then yes.
So
if you want to look at the screen and banana, no.
Yeah, and
I think this
the screen has to be square, or it can be like a shape quite.
Well, it can be whatever you want, but if it's square, then we get 4 screens out of 1 by cutting it. But if you want some shape, then we can only get like 2 screens out of 7 to 7 inches. So it's like more expensive to have a shape like that. But I don't care. If we fit this requirement.
I'd like a shaped screen, I think that's more important than saving a bit of money on the TFT screen.
Maybe the banana could be like a bit fatter than the common one.
Yeah, it should remember a banana, but it doesn't have to,
like
to be a
banana,
raise the size and exactly the shape of the banana. So we'll agree with
banana?
The banana
okay.
thing?
Yeah, banana
thing.
Okay. Okay.
So, the last point we decided it's infrared, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody's agreeing. So that's it, I think, about the concepts. You have other thing to add to this point, or no? So about the user interface. So we are going to use LCD. In the last meeting, we talked about hidden buttons. I don't know what we're going to do with that. You talked
like
about the buttons on the side.
Would be cool, yeah.
What?
Peeling of the banana, you know, to discover the other button.
Yeah. Okay. And you mean the first layer would be spongy?
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, well,
so.
It's like silly, but the people will appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Is it possible to do that? It would be a great idea, but is it possible technically? Like doing a spongy layer of the banana
if
and
if
you
have a spongy layer on the outside of the banana, then
yeah.
It's easy to make that, you know, to manipulate that.
Yeah.
Be a cover that you can pull off.
Something like a plastic cover covering some interface, USB interfaces in digital cameras. You see, it's like peeling. You open a plastic cover and you see some USB interfaces, some interfaces for adapter. So keys can be, buttons can be covered like this with a plastic cover, and when you open this cover, it's like peeling a banana. So something like this.
Yeah, but do you see that as a rigid thing or like a banana, something very soft? You can open like a banana. Or
is it possible to make it soft?
Yeah. It's like a plastic cover, so
something.
So
it's all like
I don't know
cool?
what you think, Bob, but it would be great for users, I think, and very
think
good
sure.
for marketing.
Definitely like softer the bear.
Yeah.
Cool. Honestly speaking, I cannot imagine it so far, but
yeah.
It will be crazy.
And setting buttons hidden in a other remarks or something. Something we didn't talk about yet. I think we're almost there. Everything. Maybe how can we, if we have a soft thing like this, and to open it, we have to attach it somewhere. I don't know how to do that technically. Or and how yeah, maybe.
Maybe magnetic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Magnetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be a plastic cover sticking to the all the stuff like with magnetic materials in the border, so it sticks like refrigerator door completely.
Okay.
And when you try to open it, it will be opened easily. So you can be sure that it will not be opened while you're commonly using bathrooms and
okay.
the banana.
And what would be the material of the first layer? I mean. Like soft plastic, or
yeah, I imagine some sort of vinyl.
Yeah.
The suede sort of feel.
Well, since the things like the screen and the solar cell has to be like kept in shape, we cannot. So we need that the bearing. I don't know, but we should take care of these two things. So if the solar cell won't be visible while the banana is closed, then the material must be able to put the light inside, you know, so that we can reach the energy out of it. Hmm.
So you're saying, is it possible to have a solar cell and this removable cover?
It is possible, but
and a banana.
Hmm. I don't know. Let's do it. If it's better to put the solar cell to the ceiling, or inside, but then it must be some window,
And something we forgot maybe about the speech recognition system. Are we going to use it or not?
Yes,
I think it's important. I think.
Yeah,
one
it seems feasible, and it would be something very
technology.
Great. So we have the design, a good shape, new and so on, and we have also the technology thing, could be.
Mm-hmm.
And even the easy to use thing, so it will be perfect. So we had also the speech recognition device.
Okay.
So that's great, we have decided everything, and I think we're on a good way. So the next meeting we start in 30 minutes. So the industrial manager will work on the look and feel design. The user interface manager will work on the user interface device, and the marketing expert will do the first product evaluation. So I hope you can do that in 30 minutes. And I think you should work together, you Ahmed and Peter, to work in a first prototype, and more about the shape and so on, and how you can manage to put everything together. And as usual, you will receive some specific instruction and so on. So thank you, everybody, and see you in 30 minutes.
Thank you.